Irresponsible Behavior is comprised of three friends with three drastically different views on life and the world around us.
From social media to politics, video games to our favorite cereal, join the ride as we discuss with no certain detail the way we view hot topics.
Be warned, this show is raunchy, harsh on the ears, and might even bring you to tears, hopefully from laughing.
This is Irresponsible Behavior.
This is Irresponsible Behavior.
This is Irresponsible Behavior.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to Irresponsible Behavior. I know this is your first time here, and I thank you so much for doing that. I also apologize for what you might hear in this episode. It's going to be short and sweet this time around. It's just the introduction, so you know who we are. We're not going to know who you are, and that's perfectly okay. But I'm joined today with Rocky, Rockman, Rockass, whatever you want to call him, and then Trav Daddy. He's over there, too. We're going to tell you who we are, a little bit about ourselves, and I'm going to go first. First and foremost, if this is your first time here, which of course it is, I don't know why I always say that, because this is our first fucking episode. But make sure you follow us on Twitter, Instagram, all the fun social stuff at IrresponsiblePC or IrresponsiblePC _. That being said, once again, my name's Trevor. Most of you guys know me from TikTok, if you know me at all, which you probably don't. If you're my family member or a close friend, I'm terribly sorry you've stumbled across this. It's going to hurt your ears, but you just might laugh along the way. So here's hoping. I'm 28 years old. I work in the telecommunications field. If I can get that out, let all them laugh at me for a second. I avid collector of Funko Pops. If you can't tell from my wall, I've got cool lighting and that's about it on me. Oh, I'm married to a wonderful woman. She's cool. I like her a lot. But yeah, that's me. It's nice to meet y'all, and I'm going to pass it right along to Rockman over here.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Trevor. That was a wonderful intro. I am Rocky, Rockman, Rock and Rage. Same thing as Trevor. I am known from TikTok and the PH website. I am worldly renowned, made all my millions off of sounding. I'm not giving this up. I'll tell you guys that right now. Probably 500 videos. I am the... How to explain this? I am the... I've got a really bad mouth, and I'm pretty well known for that. I don't ever stop. I don't have a filter. Not any morals to anything. I mean, I'm just... I lay it out as it is. I'm 36 years old. I am the grandpa of the group.
Grandpa.
Yeah. I'm the grandpa of the group, and I am married to a wonderful woman, and that's pretty much it. And I just, you know, just sounding, and I'm going to go ahead and pass it on to this wonderful man, and I will never call him by his real name because it makes me uncomfortable. Travis and
Medic.
That was really hard, or Medic. Here you go.
So, like, he stumbled through. My name is Travis. Same thing. If you know me, it's because you're a friend of mine who has found this and will relentlessly mock me for the things that you hear in this, or from TikTok, which is one of the things you will relentlessly mock me for. It's fine. I am 30. That hurts to say. But at least I'm not bald like other people on this podcast. It's okay.
Other person. Get that right. Other person.
Right. Sorry. One not is bald. Me. One has gray hair. If you're watching on YouTube, you can figure out who's who. I am engaged to a wonderful woman. There are children that run around my house that I claim ownership of sometimes. And if you hear them in the background, I swear to God, they can't hear what's happening on this. So please don't think I'm a terrible parent for anything that rocks it. That's all I got, guys. Go.
That was beautiful.
Thank you, Travis and Rocky, for your quick introductions there.
Rocky specializes in quick. That's his thing. 500 videos, cumulative, like...
32 seconds.
Run time.
Oh, you gave him way more time than I was going
to
give it.
500 videos. I had to do quick math. It was a lot.
Oh, that's great. I just want to add, too, since he said he has children, I have a fur baby. That's about it. Rock probably wants to add to that too, just so he gets his count in.
I have two kids.
There you go. That way nobody feels left out here. My dog is better than all their kids combined. So
my dog is better than your dog. And I'll tell you that to his face.
That is horrible. You're going to break his heart because you're like his favorite uncle.
I know.
I'm not allowed to say anything about Trevor's dog.
No, he's forbidden.
I'm forbidden.
Strictly forbidden.
I want to so bad.
For listeners at home, there is a reason. I'll let Rock tell you because we're just going to talk about it for a second.
Oh, I can't.
Oh, no.
It's a very...
There's a lot of sexual tension between Rock and Trevor's dog. That's where we're going to leave it.
I love his
puppy. I found him asleep on my couch with my dog cuddled up next to him, and I didn't like that, so I made up the story that he is in love sexually with my dog. So he's not allowed to be around my dog anymore. Full stop, right there at it.
Let me chime in on that for our listeners, and this would be fantastic, absolutely fantastic. This is all just a joke. I don't like having relations with animals. I just really like Trevor's terrified boxer dog that is scared of everything, including things in hallways, small things in hallways, like you could prop a broom and the dog has got real bad anxiety. Sweet dog, very nice, but I just want to just specify that I don't sexually like dogs, and because I don't want to be attacked for by PETA or something like that for touching animals in inappropriate ways. I felt like I needed to say that.
I appreciate you clarifying.
I really needed to do that because that could have took like a hard turn. I don't want pictures of like your dogs and like bathing suits and stuff. I'm not into that. I don't need that.
Look, just so everybody knows, if you are an audio-only listener, you'll be able to tell by our faces when we're joking. So check out our YouTube channel, too, which is also going to be Irresponsible Behavior.
Listen and keep it totally out of context and come up with your own conclusions.
No, let's not do that.
That's where we get the hate mail. That's what I'm excited about.
Speaking of hate mail, that is all to be directed at Travis. He thrives off hate mail. So make sure you send it to him. But the first line always has to be, "You are such an inspiration." That'll make him smile so big. And tell him you want to look him directly into the eyes. Because, yeah, that's
now,
a great thing.
Now, before this intro comes to a close, I want you guys to tell me one thing that makes you very uncomfortable. No,
Travis
three.
Can go first.
No, top three. Top three things that make you very uncomfortable. I feel like people need to know this.
I will go first because Trevor already outed two of mine. So I don't do eye contact. It makes me squeamish. I don't like, and that can be all three really, if I need it to, because I don't like anything related to eyes. The irony of working in the medical field and being unable to physically look at people in the eyes and also handle if someone gets injured with an eye injury really fucks me up. It's not good. I don't like it. There are stories. It's not fun. The whole inspiration thing, don't like that. Don't want to be a role model. Aim higher. Oh my god, for the love of everything holy. Number three, like 99% of the things that come out of Rock's mouth. That's the third one. I mean, like off camera, because you do censor a little.
I have to,
otherwise the FBI would show up.
Yes.
And it's a problem. So yeah.
That's fair. Really, I'm glad I'm part of that.
I needed to fill it out. That's really
Trevor.
Okay. This is going to be a bad thing for me to even say because it's going to give you something to pick on right off the bat. So, do you mean like things that just make me uncomfortable in general? Like the top three things that make me uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking politics with close friends or family.
Can't wait to do that.
It's probably a really bad spot to say that because, yeah. So that would probably be number one. Number two, I don't get uncomfortable in a lot of situations. So I guess when Rock and Travis came to my birthday one year and I had to pee outside of my Jeep and Rock decided to stare over my shoulder, that made me very uncomfortable. So that's number two.
I saw
his penis. Number three. Number three is 99% of the things that come out of Rock's mouth.
Come on, man.
He's very good. Like the things he brings up don't make me uncomfortable in general. It's the timing and how he brings it up that makes me uncomfortable.
It's very much the extreme he goes to with these topics.
Shock value.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
It's shock value. Yeah.
Shock value. Yeah. But all right, Rock. So what's your three things that make you uncomfortable?
All right. You guys know me. I don't get uncomfortable a lot, but there is things out there that actually do make me very uncomfortable. I don't like being touched. That's not my first. We're going to go backwards for me because I'll wait. I'll leave with the number one. So I don't like being touched. I don't like being nothing, nobody other than my kids and my wife. Those are the only people that I like touching me because I'm a germaphobe. let me think. Man, the second one. I know the first one. We'll come back to the second one. But my very first one is string. String makes me very uncomfortable. It makes me sick. It's disgusting. Like shirt string. Strings hanging off of stuff. It's like
hold on. You're saying string?
String.
Like thread. String?
Like thread. Yes.
Like this?
Yes.
This makes you uncomfortable?
Well, no. That's a different. That's the something to tie your hoodie with. But if your shirt had a thread.
It's like a loose thread.
Yeah, and I can focus on it. It makes me sick. Like, turns my stomach. And I'll stare at it. Now, quick backstory, real fast. When I was younger, I used to sit at the front of the bus. There was a kid in the front of the bus, and he was digging in his nose. Okay. He ended up pulling out and just for you audio listeners, I'm acting this out with my hands. Cause I talk with my hands, but he reached in his nose and pulled out this long stringy booger and he was playing with it in the bus. And then he takes that thing and he drops it on his tongue and he starts sucking it and like pulling on it and twisting it around. And then he just went,
oh, stop. I can't. No.
Every time that I see string, that is my first image. So I feel like it's a pretty valid reason to be sick.
That makes more sense.
So you're not so far string, but more like boogers, stringy boogers.
Yes.
I want to call out for a second that Trevor lied to you already.
I'm sorry.
That's the thing. Because he did his top three, and nowhere in that top three were bodily fluids. And Trevor gets incredibly uncomfortable with any level of bodily fluid. That's a thing.
Now time out on that. I used to, yes, I've gotten a lot better about that, but the way he just described that. And once again, for audio listeners, you didn't see the things he was doing with his hands and mouth. That was rough. Body fluids don't disturb me so much anymore. But even then when they did, I wouldn't say I was uncomfortable. It was just very disturbing to me.
I want to draw that distinction. Describes himself as like someone who faints if they see blood.
Not anymore. I'm doing better at that. I'm doing good.
Practice? Doing good. Exposure therapy? How you doing?
Well, I just like last time I saw blood, I didn't want to almost go down. Now, last time I gave blood, I did. Well, I say I almost, but I actually did go down. The doctor caught me on the bed and laid me down and I woke right back up. But yeah, I'm not good at giving blood. That's for damn sure. But I wouldn't say it makes me uncomfortable. I get queasy.
My second one is and this is so stupid. See, I'm so nasty about everything, but the vacuum when it goes across carpet and it's like turned all the way down. You guys are looking at me like I'm crazy, but you know how your vacuum has different settings. If it's at the lowest part of the carpet and it like sounds like it's grinding through your carpet, I don't like that sound. See, mine are like...
Trevor, have you ever used a vacuum?
Are you asking... Did you say Trevor?
Yes.
Yeah.
Why would I have not used a vacuum? I have my own house. Of course I use a vacuum.
Okay. Again, you're in your aunt's basement. Please stop lying.
Okay. First off, for everybody out there, I'm not in my aunt's basement. Second off, just because I'm the youngest of this group doesn't mean I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. But yeah.
It has nothing to do with age. It's the neck beard and Funkos. That's
just fucked. First off, I don't have a neck beard. So yeah, guys, now you kind of know who we are, what we're about. Once again, I apologize for friends, family. Travis has apologized for friends and family. Rock doesn't apologize for shit. It's going to be fun. Stick around. You'll probably find some things to laugh at. You might not, and that's okay too. We're here to have a good time. We're here to talk about the things we enjoy, what's going on in our life, and really just so us three as friends can stay connected and share these crazy, stupid conversations we're going to have anyways with all of you. So I appreciate you coming by. Until next time, next week, probably next week. Hopefully you listen next week. We'll catch you guys later. This has been Irresponsible Behavior.
See you guys later.